We continue our learning. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. It's coming to teach us that as we check these mothers, remember, someone wants to marry a Kohenis, we spoke about, or a Levi, the Yisraelis. We spoke about checking four mothers, which are really eight, or the Levi, the Yisraelis, which are really 12. So the Mishnah here says, "Ein botkin lo min hamizbeach ulamala," which means that if the person who's checking the mothers finds that one of the fathers, father of one of the mothers, was someone who had proper lineage. So then you don't have to check any further. You don't have to check up the chain any further. So that's what it means. Ein botkin lo min hamizbeach ulamala. If you began to check the mothers and you find the father of one of these mothers or the grandfather of these mothers was a kohen and was mishamesh and served on in the Beis Hamikdash al gabei hamizbeach. So that's what it means. Min hamizbeach ulamala. So then you don't have to check anymore the next person's mother or Amimo or the grandmother, because once we check that there was someone there who was serving in the Beis HaMikdash, we would, if there were any psul at all, there's no way they would have allowed such a person to serve. Volomen aduchon olamala, same thing. If you find that the mother who you're checking, her father or her grandfather was a Levi and sang Shira on the duchon in the Beis HaMikdash on that platform, also you'd have to check because vadai, there's no doubt that that person is meyuchas. Volomen Sanhedrin ulamala, same thing. If you find out that the mother that you're checking, remember you want to marry this woman, and you have to check the mother and further up the chain, you find out that the father of one of these mothers that you're checking or the grandfather of the mothers that you're checking was a member of the Sanhedrin, you also don't have to check any further because they only appointed people in Sanhedrin who had proper yichus. V'chol shehuchzuku avosav mishotere harabim. Same thing. Anyone whose fathers were part of the Shotrim, who Shotrim literally means policemen, but we're referring to Dayanim, who were appointed to judge Dine Mamonos, which you typically need three judges for that. So when we're speaking about Yushalayim, where we would only appoint Dayanim for this purpose if they were Miyuchas. So the same thing. Anyone whose Huchzak, his fathers were members of in Yerushalayim of a Beis Din of three, or of a Gabbai Tzedaka, or let's say we know that the grandfather was someone who would be in charge of collecting the Tzedaka for the community, then Masin LeKuhuna. So the halacha is that these Kohanim would be able to, or a Kohen would be able to marry the daughters of these people, because there's a Chazaka, that they're Dayanim, they have good Yichos, the Gabbai Tzedaka. You would only allow someone to collect Tzedaka if he had proper. They know Tzorech Levdok Acharen. You don't have to check beyond them. Regarding the Gabbai Tzedaka, the Gemara explains why do we say the Gabbai Tzedaka is Miyuchas? Because part of Tzedaka was that you have community responsibilities. And the Gabbai Tzedaka would often have to take a mashkon, a collateral from people if they were not paying for the mikvah, paying for the shul, whatever the responsibilities that they had, the communal financial responsibilities. And because of that, when you're coming to grab a mashkon from someone, so people would yell at the Gabbai Tzedaka and call him names. So if there were any psul in his yichus, people would have heard about it. So that's why the Gabbai Tzedaka, you don't have to check acharein. You can assume that the miyuchas. And if a kohen wants to marry the daughter of one of these people, you don't have a problem. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af misha hayachasum aid. You know who else is considered miyuchas? If the daughter of, where you have someone in the family who would sign as an aide in the Beis Din, which, and the name of the Beis Din was Yeshana, in the city of Tzipore, not far from Tiberia. So these are people also who you could marry, if the father, grandfather, would sign as an aide in this particular Beis Din, in the city of Tzipore, the Beis Din of Yeshana. So here also, there was that only people, the people who served as aidim there had proper yichus. Beis Din would only allow their people to sign as witness if they were miyuchas. And some don't have the gears of aid at all. And we're not referring to aidim, we're talking about dayanim. There they would have dayanim even in that Beis Din. Just like we mentioned about Yushalayim in the Beis Din of Yeshana, called Yeshana in the city of Tzipuri, not the Edim of the Dayanim are people who would only who they would appoint only if they were Miyuchas. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Af Misha Haya Muchtav Be'is Tiratya Shel Melech. Even someone who was listed as one of the soldiers of a melech was also miyuchas. And the Gemara says we're specifically speaking about, and I quote, "Bechayalos shel beis David." This is those who were drafted to the army in the days of David HaMelech were only people of proper miyuchas, as we see in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Zayin Pasuk Mem. This yachsam b'tzva hamelchama. So it says speaks about yichus, and it's speaking about the army. Why is that? So the Gemara says, Kiddushin Ayin Vav, Kedesh Tehei Zuchus Avosam Misayatam, so that the merit of their fathers would assist them in war. So here also, if you are part of, if you're in the army of David HaMelech, you see that the father, grandfather was, so then the daughter you can assume is Miyuchas. Perek Dal and Mishnah Vav, a woman who is puzzled to Kahuna, who marries a Kohen Ba'avera, so let's say a Grusha marries a Kohen, or just has Bia with him, let's say, as we said, an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, Grusha to a Kohen Hedyon, that woman herself becomes a Chalala. Not only is the child, the offspring of that union, a Chalal, but she herself becomes a Chalal. The Kohen does not become a Chalal, the child is a Chalal, and the woman becomes a Chalala. And if she, therefore, so if she has children, a son or a daughter, there is a Chalal or a Chalala. And we learn this. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, we said Kol Makom Sheish Kiddushin V'Yesh Avera Havlado Holech Achar HaPogum. Anytime where there's Kiddushin Ar Tofsin, but there is an Avera involved, as we said, like a Kohen marrying a divorced woman, so the child will follow the Pagam. The Pagam, of course, is she becomes a Chalala from that Bia, and therefore the child is going to be a Chalala as well. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that the son of a male Chalal and the grandson and the great-grandson forever are all Chalalim. If a daughter is born to one of them, so then even after many generations, she's a Chalala, and she cannot marry a Kohen. But if a Chalala marries a Yisrael, and now they have a daughter, so that bas, that daughter is kosher to marry a Kohen. So that's the discussion, that's the topic of our Mishnah. Bas chalal zachar psula mina kohuna la'olam. You have a chalal zachar, is a male chalal, and now there's a daughter, so she is pasul for tikuna, cannot marry a Kohen. La'olam means even bas bino of the Chalal, even the daughter of the son of the Chalal, or Bas Ben Beno, even the daughter of the son of the son, of the grandson of the Chalal, Atzav Kaladoros, is going to be Psula Mikuhuna. So as we explained, but Bas Bito of the Chalal, who's born from Yisrael, so here we have, there's a daughter, and now there's a daughter from that daughter, so the Chalal had a daughter, and now that daughter married is Yisrael, and they have a daughter, so she's Ksher LeKahuna. As the Mishnah explains, Yisrael Shanas a Chalala, if a Yisrael marries a Chalala, whether she became a Chalala because she was a Grusha who had Bia with a Kohen, or she's a Chalala because she was born from a Chalala who was married to a Kohen, and or the same thing would be true if it's the daughter of a Chalal Zachar who married a Yisrael. In these cases, Yisrael who marries the Chalala, Bito, their daughter, Ksher LeKahuna. Because, as the Gemara says, Bnei Yisrael mikveh tahar lachalalos. Living with the Yisrael is like going to the mikveh. It's considered a purifying mikveh for chalalos. So a woman who's a chalala marrying a Yisrael, so that daughter now is going to be if once again Yisrael marries the chalala, so that daughter is Ksher LeKahuna. Chalal, but a chalal shenas a bas Yisrael bito psulakuna. But if a chalal, a male, marries a bas Yisrael, so that daughter is psulakuna, as we said. That was the Reisha said. Bas chalal zachar is psula menakuna la'olam. Because we say Bnei Yisrael are a mikvah tahar l'chalalos, but Bnos Yisrael are not a mikvah tahar l'chalalim. A chalal, the male, marrying a bas Yisrael, the child, the daughter is going to be a chalala. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bas ger zachar, kivas chalal zachar. A daughter born from a male ger, a convert, even if the woman was a Yisraelist, he was a ger, but she was a Yisraelist, is treated like a bas chalal zachar, which is psula from Kuna forever. Because when it comes to Kohanim Yecheskel Mem Dalad, we say Va'amana Ugrusha Loikulem Lenashim Ki Im Bisulos Mizera Beis Israel. Oh, Zera Beis Israel. That means a Bas Ger is Psula to marry a Kohen because she's not part of Zera Beis Israel. But a Bas Giores Mi Israel. But if you have the daughter from a Giores who married a Israel, then she's Ksheril Kuhuna, just like a Bas Chalala from Yisrael.